We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Nun Dalet. We're in the middle of Sif Hey. We pointed out yesterday, discussing that one is not allowed to put dough, which they are making into bread, into the oven right before Shabbos, unless it will be able to reach Krimas Panim before Shabbos begins. And the Mechaber continues, V'im Nasan Osam Samach L'chashech V'lo Kamer Panayim. If you did put the dough into the oven close to Shabbos, and Krimas Panim did not occur before Shabbos, in B'mezid, if you did so on purpose, Aser Ad Motzai Shabbos B'chdei Sheyasu. You are not allowed to eat this bread until B'chdei Sheyasu after Shabbos, until the time it would take to bake it after Shabbos. V'im B'shogeg, if it was not done on purpose, im ein lo ma yochal, mutter lo lerdos mimenu mazon shalosh seudos. So if it was not done intentionally, if you do not have enough food to eat for Shabbos, you are allowed to take out the amount of bread from the oven which you need for three meals on Shabbos. If yomer lacherim she'en lahem ma yochlu, you are also allowed to tell other people who don't have enough to eat for Shabbos, ba'urdu lachem mazon shalosh seudos. You also come and take enough for three sudos from this bread which I have in the oven. Ukshehu rode lo yirde b'marde. When you take the bread out of the oven, you should not take it out with a marde. The way that they used to make food, make bread in the oven, was not like ours that we just place it into the oven, but rather it was stuck onto the walls. And there was an isur d'rabbanan to take it out of the oven of redia sapas, where you were unsticking it from the walls. So when you do that act of unsticking it from the walls and taking the bread out of the oven, you should not use a marda. Perish berachas ubemizra targum marda, the utensil that they used to use in order to get the bread out. Ela besakin, rather you should use a knife. Chayotze boshelo yasa kederach osa b'chol, because this is considered to be a shinui, that you are removing the bread, doing the redia sapas in a different way than you normally do. V'im im efshar lirdos b'shinui, if it is impossible to take the bread out in an abnormal fashion, yirda b'marda, then you can use a marda as you normally do. Vim nesana b'chdei sheyikru b'fana, if you put it in with enough time for it to get to Krimas Panim before Shabbos, kevan d'lavid isur v'tzorch Shabbos who rode kedarko. If it did not get to Krimas Panim, but you put it in with enough time to get to Krimas Panim, since you did not do an isser and there is a tzorch Shabbos for you to have the bread, you are allowed to do the redia sapas in the normal fashion, even though this is an issur d'rabbanan. V'shelo l'tzorech hayom, however, if you do not need the bread, asar afilu b'shinui, then you cannot do the redia sapas even b'shinui, since it is an issur d'rabbanan, and even issur d'rabbanan b'shinui is going to be asar, unless there is a tzorech. The Rama explains that the reason that it is asar to benefit from this bread, if it was done b'mezid, is a knas. But if it was done b'shogeg, we do not give you the knas, since you have no other bread to eat, and you are not going to be able to mekayim the mitzvah of shalosh seudos on Shabbos. We do not give you the knas in a case of shogeg, as opposed to earlier, where we saw that if we were talking about a cooked food, even b'shogeg, we would not let you benefit from it because of a knas. How Mishnah Berurah points out, therefore, if you did not have any other food for Shabbos, then even in that case, you would be allowed to benefit from a case of shogeg b'dihevet. This being the case, says Mishnah Berurah, since the only heter to benefit from the food is because you have no other bread, then even in our ovens, where we have no issur d'rabbanan of redia sapas, and it's completely mutter to take bread out of the oven on Shabbos, it is usher to benefit from the bread more than you need for your meals, since you put it in when you weren't supposed to. We give you the knas in a case where you don't need the food. The Mishnah Berurah also points out that when we say that you're allowed to take out enough bread for shalosh seudos, that does not mean that you could take out six rolls. It means enough bread that you need to eat for shalosh seudos, which obviously depends on the person. Since there is an issur d'rabbanan of redia sapas, one might wonder, why is it that the Mechaber said that if you cannot take it out b'shinui, then you are allowed to take it out normally? How can we allow you to be over an issur d'rabbanan? And the Mishnah Berurah explains that since it is only an issur of uvda d'chol and not a shvus gomer, if it is a tzorach Shabbos and it's impossible to do a shinui, then we will be matir you to remove the bread. Continue with the Rama, the chol sepatanash eino tuach betit. All of these dinim are only true by an oven which did not have the plaster which was sticking it together. Avalim hu tuach betit, if it has the plaster, osha eino ofel etzorach Shabbos, raklam otzai Shabbos, or you are not baking for Shabbos, rather for after Shabbos, diyeshon zman le'efoso, where you have plenty of time to bake it, and therefore there is no chashash chitu, we are not afraid that you are going to stoke the coals to make the flame higher, mutter, It is mutter to put the bread in, even if it does not reach krimas panim de lo gazirna mechai gavna shami chata, because in such a case we don't have the gzera. And this harkens back to the heter of tuach betit that we saw earlier, that if it is impossible for you to turn the dial, to raise the fire, then there is no longer a chashash of shami chata, and there is no longer a requirement of getting to krimas panim or maichel ben drusai before Shabbos begins. Sevav im nesano b'Shabbos. If you put dough in to bake it on Shabbos, you put bread in to bake it on Shabbos, afil b'mezid, even if you did it intentionally, mutar lo lerdos kodem sheyafe kedei shelo yavo lidei iser skila. You yourself are allowed to perform a dias apas, be over on this iser of the dechol, before it finishes baking, so that you could prevent yourself from being over an iser skila of afia b'Shabbos, of baking on Shabbos. We allow you to be over an iser d'rabban, an iser kal of rediyas apas, to prevent you from being over an iser d'oraisa. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this is a general klal, that it's better to be over an iser d'rabbanan than to be over an iser d'oraisa. However, this is only true for the individual himself. But if somebody else sees that the bread is in there and he has the ability to take the bread out, we do not say chatei b'shil shatiska chavercha. We do not say that another person should perform an iser to prevent another person from performing an iser. Even though there are instances where we say, I say chait kal kedei she chavercha lo yeyase chait, that is not true when the first individual was poshea, when he was negligent, and that's why he's going to be over an iser. We do not tell someone else to be over an iser to prevent the other person from being over an iser. What's even more interesting is the Mishnah Berurah quotes El Yarabu, who says, even in our ovens, where we do not have an issue of Rediyas Hapas, there is no iser to take bread out of the oven. There might be an iser of a muksa. If the dough is not completely baked, that dough might be muksa, and therefore we still wouldn't tell another person to take the bread out, so that he won't be over on the iser of muksa.